This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome once again to Robert Nauer Unfiltered. I'm here in the Villages where I live, and let me tell you something. The news just keeps getting worse and worse about what Americans really should be worrying about. We've got major things going on. We've got the Chinese planning, along with the Russians, to impact our water systems, solar systems, grid systems, telephone communication systems, satellite systems. It's not good, folks. And there's very little that you or I can do about it except demand action by Congress and the president. I'm not sure if we elect Donald Trump that he will protect us because he's so in bed and so in love with Vladimir Putin. But we've got to do something. We've got to elect somebody who loves this country and is willing to protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, both sides are a danger to America. But the reality is that Christopher Wray of the FBI warned 2.5 weeks ago about an impending disaster, and we have seen it recently with the AT&T downage of their communication systems nationwide. And that, as I explained in one of my earlier podcasts, was because of the malware that has already been planted in a number of grid systems. Now they're attacking our communication systems. And as I explained also in my previous podcast, every software system, such as Verizon uses, AT&T, they all have a backdoor or several backdoors built into their software so that even though the bad actors can't get in through the front door, they can get in through the back door if they know where the door is located and the key code to unlock it. And how do they do that? They do that through spies. They do that through paying Americans to sell secrets on the build and coding of software. They compromise Americans and or third-party individuals who helped assist build the software systems for our DOD, for our communications lines, for our commercial water systems, sewage systems, grid. It you know, people who are Americans should love their country. They should be patriotic enough, no matter what, that they would never, ever consider causing harm to their country. But the problem is, people are greedy. Not just Americans, people are greedy. And when offered the opportunity for $500,000 to $1 million to sell secret code that would give bad actors the back door to software to shut down our grid system, to shut down our satellites, to reroute our satellites, to shut down our water systems, cause trains to collide, because everything is digital and these things are going to happen. The FAA, when I worked there and we were building a software system for the air traffic organization, one of the major scary things that they were concerned about was any bad actor getting in through the back door to basically bring down their air traffic control system. And it is easy to do if you know where the break-in points are and the codes are. That's one of the reasons that the FAA, as an example, doesn't use standardized language coding. They don't use more common Microsoft systems. I'm not going to tell you what they use, but they use something that is so infrequently known by other commercial organizations that they think they're safe, but you are never, ever safe when there are bad actors out there. And this is the problem that we have right now. I mean, take a look. We recently had a Navy chief petty officer just last week charged with espionage and spying for another government, the Chinese, for money. And he didn't do it for a lot of money, but he sold very damning secrets that can jeopardize our systems and jeopardize Taiwan. And he did it for money. And he should go to prison for life under current rules, but that's not the way I feel. I'm a former military officer, and I think that anybody who is a traitor to their country, who tries to sell out their country, who tries to have their elections overthrown, anybody who is a traitor to America should be put to death. And I believe that everybody who is a traitor should be summarily executed, and it shouldn't take 1 to 2 or 3 years to do it. It should be like, do it, convict them, and take them right out immediately and hang them. Hang them or use the guillotine. Do something that will send a message to the rest of the population that you don't betray your country. And so that is how all the bad actors, Iran. Iran has lots of money, and they will pay people to sell American secrets. The Chinese have bad actors working at Lockheed Martin and other major defense corporations. They are naturalized citizens, they are naturalized Americans, but they are Chinese. And what you don't generally understand about the Chinese is that once Chinese, always Chinese. They will sell out America. I have a friend who is Chinese, a female friend, and she told me this, quote unquote, "Bob, one day we are going to own you." And I said, "Why did you say that?" And she says, "Because I'm just telling you, one day you are all going to work for us, and one day China is going to own America, and you will do whatever we say." Well, she was no longer my friend after that point. I dropped her like a lead potato. I was trying to help her in the federal government to get a promotion, and I found out what she was really like. This is the way the Chinese are, that are naturalized, that come here, get their citizenship. They are never, ever true Americans. They aren't. They will turn on a dime for their country, China. They think that China is so superior, so better, so perfect in every way, shape, and form, but it's not. And it is even more totalitarian, more cruel to its citizens than Vladimir Putin is to his, and he's pretty goddamn cruel. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to call 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121, and demand action from your congressmen and senators to strengthen up our security rules, to strengthen up our criminal penalties, to demand the death penalty for espionage and traitors to America. We need the death penalty. We need it to be summarily and very quick. We need the death penalty for anybody who is a traitor to America. That is how our grid systems, our sewer systems, our satellite systems are going to be brought down, because Americans are out there selling their souls to the highest bidder. And if I know what I'm talking about, I've been there. I know who they are, and they are all around us. To think of the John Walkers of the world and people who used to work for the CIA and NSA and the FBI, John Hansen, who senior FBI counterintelligence, he sold out his country for a couple $1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, the people sitting right next to you in your office could be selling out America, and you think that they're a friendly coworker. We need to start being more concerned about who our coworkers are. And I beg and plead to every American citizen, every true American, if you find or discover an illegal working for a neighbor, working at a company, immediately call Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Turn them in. Turn the employer in who hired them. If it was a neighbor who hired an illegal, turn that neighbor in. They are criminally liable for doing so. We need to be more patriotic, stand up for America. And for you villagers out there who are hiring the cheap labor, who are all illegals, and I know you're doing it, and you know goddamn well you're doing it. You are the ones that are perpetrating a lot of this. If you stop hiring illegal labor, and you mandate that the people who are working on your projects and your landscaping have proper Florida and national certifications, and that they can prove that they're citizens, great. But if they are illegals, and you are hiring them to do landscaping, to cut your lawns, you are just as goddamn guilty as those illegals. And with that, Bob out. You should be worried.